Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We are gathered here this evening to mourn, yes, but also to celebrate. We celebrate the fact that, as those names will be read later, they are with Jesus. For some of you, these people meant the world to you. They're a father, a husband, a brother or a sister. Some of you might not have even really met the people that will be listed. And there are many in your lives that will not be listed here tonight. But as those names are read off later during our prayers of thanksgiving to God for the lives that He had given to Bernard, Craig, Gertrude, Norman, Dorothy, Carl, Dwayne, William, and James. They are each individually people, names that have been grafted into the book of life. And when we get to heaven, whether you knew them intimately or just in passing, you will rejoice to see their faces with you. Because to see their faces means that they believed in Jesus. And if they believed in Jesus, then they will spend eternity with Him. There are really two portions of All Saints Day in our texts. And the one is the fact that this is one of the most comforting days in the whole church year. Because we see that those who mourn will be comforted. Whether you spent days where you were absolutely inconsolable, or whether your days were spent in the joy and smiles as these people touched your lives, the fact is that Jesus Christ died for each and every one of them, and He died for you too. These are people that our Lord loved so much that He sent His only begotten Son to suffer and die for. We do not mourn as those who have no hope, because we are in Christ. And because we are in Christ, we are a new creation. Those who will be listed, those of your family members that you have lost over the last 12 months, are people that now rest from their labors. Their soul is with Jesus, and they await the day of the resurrection, when their souls will reunite with the bodies that were placed into the ground or into their resting place, temporarily, awaiting the day of those trumpets. That will be a great day of rejoicing, a day that we don't fully understand or can grasp or comprehend now. That will be the day. Blessed are those who mourn, Jesus said, for they shall be comforted. When we gather together for a funeral, as many of you have endured over the last year, there is sadness. And it makes sense, because death was not a part of the script. God had not created us to die. He created us to live forever. But because of Adam's fall, sin now infects all of us. And that sin took hold of each of them and cause them to die. Death is a result of sin. It's a reality that we all must face now. But there's another reality at work. Because our Lord died for each of them and for each of you and for the whole world, and because our Lord rose again from the dead, death is not the period. Death is not the end. And so on this day, when we remember the saints who have gone before us, who are sainted, not because of who they are, but because of who Jesus is through them, we give God thanks. He has taken them out of this veil of tears to Himself in heaven. This is a year of firsts for many of you. Those firsts are some of the hardest. But there will come a day where there will be no more firsts, because we will be in perpetuity in heaven, rejoicing around the throne of the Lamb. Every tear that you shed here in this life will be wiped away. That pain, that suffering, that tragedy that you felt will be wiped away. St. John writes this as he gets the words from the elders in heaven. Therefore, they are before the throne of God. They serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on the throne will dwell among them. They shall neither hunger anymore nor thirst anymore. The sun shall not strike them nor any heat, for the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of waters, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. It hurts now, but the day will come when all of that pain will be completely gone. And then it will be joy, joy without end. Because on that day, we will be reunited with those, we will be side by side with them who have confessed Jesus in their lives, confessed them through their deaths. On that day and into all eternity, we shall rejoice. We will rejoice to be with Jesus. So what do we do between now and that day? Pastor, how do we get through the time of the death and the time of the resurrection? What are we to be doing now? How do we endure these days? St. John writes in our epistle lesson, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him." If I were to tell you that every day until that resurrection is going to be a day of joy, I would be lying to you. The days ahead are hard, not just because of the loss that you've endured, but because the world does not know you. The world did not know Jesus, and it does not confess him. So how will the world, who was created by this Jesus, who mocked him, who spit upon him, who bruised him and beat him, who tortured him and nailed him to a cross, how will that world treat you, the followers of Jesus? Beloved, we are children of God. And it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, and everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. The days ahead are not the easiest of days, but they are days that get us all the more closer to Jesus. The world will mock you and spit on you just as it did the creator of it. The world will jeer at you. It will punish you just as it jeered and punished the one who dies for it. But take heart. Our Lord in that Sermon on the Mount said these words, "Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Think of the way that the world treated those messengers of God. It mocked them too. Those God had sent to prepare the way for the Lord. Think of how the world reacted to the new Elijah, the one who prepared the forerunner of Jesus. He spoke the truth. He spoke against perversity. He upheld what God had created in holy matrimony. And what happened to him for it? They took his head. But when they took his head, it led him to something far greater. It led him to eternal life. I don't know if the Lord will have in store for us that we will die because we are Christians. that the world will round us up for proclaiming the truth and put us to death too. I don't know if that's what's in store for us, but what I do know is whether that is how we see our death, or if we live out the rest of our life in long extended days proclaiming Jesus, that they lead to the same thing, Jesus for eternity. But I also know that those tongues who will hide from Jesus in the faces of persecution, the tongues that will deny him just to try to fit in, the tongues that will blaspheme his name by calling it down with curses, by taking his name in vain, those tongues that do not repent of these errors will confess him on the last day to their everlasting judgment and death. Let your tongue confess Jesus in your life, as in the lives of your loved ones. Let your tongue and your heart confess him for all eternity. Blessed are you, children of God, because you are far greater than the world. You were bought and purchased with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. He washes over you. He feeds and nourishes you. He clothes you in his robe of righteousness. So as you look forward to that day of judgment, even in your mourning, rejoice, because we will be with Jesus. The church sings, "When from the dust of death I rise to claim my mansion in the skies, this then shall be my only plea, Jesus hath lived and died for me. Jesus, be endless praise to thee, whose boundless mercy hath for me. For me and all thy hands have made an everlasting ransom paid. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.